Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soko Sibiya, who joins us every morning at this time to share some wonderful news coming from the African continent. Soko, good morning.
Good morning, Abongile, and to your listeners.
Soko, so talking about the African continent. By the way, thank goodness it is a Friday. It is a beautiful day, so we must be celebrating. But talking about the African continent, growth of satellite towns in Africa. What's this about?
Well, a satellite town is basically this whole new development that's come up where developers try to now build towns or cities outside of the CBD. And what this has done is that it's made sure that young professionals, especially Africans, as the middle class is growing, are able to now afford homes. If you think about it, you know, property within the CBD is always very expensive because that's where the business district is. And as we're talking about how we want to work closer, we want to live closer to where we work, so we cut out traffic, developers have now started these satellite towns where you're just outside of the main city, but you've got everything at your convenience. So you've still got schools, you've still got a little town planning and urban planning, and this is what architects across Africa are starting to do right now. We are doing it in South Africa, but places like Cairo as well as Nairobi in Kenya are starting to do it as the CBD becomes congested. So you find that young professionals who want to own property, who want to start building their property portfolios, now go outside of the city to buy their homes and then just commute for work purposes. And this is a growing trend to make sure, as I say, that, you know, that young Africans are part of the investment, can build up the investments and actually just also have affordable homes instead of renting out and wasting money, as you would put it, when people are not investing in assets that they should be.
So thank you so much for that. And we look forward to chatting with you again on Monday. Do have yourself a fantastic, fantastic weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you so much, Soko Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.